Reflection by Father Luis Cezano. Luke 24:13-35, The Road to Emmaus. Two of the disciples. The church reminds us that we are not alone. Jesus always reminds us to be united, to go out two by two, to form a community, and not go off on our own. That is where Christian work begins, making community, making family. Today we have to get our act together because a new phase is appearing. The phase of solidarity. It is now the solidarity pandemic because many are beginning to feel not physical respiratory asphyxia, but rather economic or family respiratory asphyxia. Today, as a society and as Christians, we must begin to reach out to so many who need you and me, not in an economic sense. I'm referring to accompanying them with your ear to listen, your time, your good vibes, good spirit or enthusiasm. Today, let us generate solidarity. Let us show others that on this road, no one is walking alone, that we Christians accompany each other, care for each other, accept each other, and guide each other on this journey. Two, they didn't recognize him. This is the other phase. This phase of feeling tired and exhausted, where you don't see God and you question the reason for so many deaths and so much suffering, pain, and lockdown. Today, it is your job and mine to recognize Jesus and to know that he is there, even if we do not see him, do not feel him, or understand he is here. Three, our heart is on fire. Today, we are Christians who are alive in the battle before a new struggle, before a new challenge. We go out to put our hearts on the line because God is with us. We come to put our hearts into life, and we trust in a different world. Like the early Christians who continue to struggle in the face of an empire that killed them due to their beliefs, like Christians who faced corruption in the Middle Ages, like those Christians who defended the faith during the French Revolution, like Christians who give their lives in silence for a better society, you and I want to remind this world that it is different. A different world can exist. God bless you and be with you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And always remember, heaven is our goal.